Constable! Constable! There's a bloke over here who's not at all.
Now the ambulance will be in a jiffy, don't you worry.
Diggory, look! We're back! Great Scott! I believe the whole adventure has taken no time at all.
Now, where is that young woman who caused this disorder?
What's happened? Oh, I'm so confused. Look at my trousers! And what's this? What's this honey doing all over my face?
You had something to do with this, didn't you?
Me?
He's been hurt, Constable. And he lives right here. May we take him in?
Well, I suppose. And I want a formal statement later.
Thank you. Come along, Uncle Andrew. Come inside.
Brandy. I need a brandy. Don't let go of me. I'm not an invalid, you know. I want to have a bath. And tell Mrs. Dilber to bring me a brandy.
Yes, sir. Can you take the rings, Polly? I want to go to my mother.
Right. See you later.
Diggory took a minute to get his breath and then went softly into his mother's room. And there she lay, as he'd seen her lie so many other times, propped up on the pillows, with a thin, pale face that would make you cry to look at it. Diggory took the apple of life out of his pocket. The brightness of the apple threw strange lights on the ceiling. Nothing else in the room was worth looking at. They looked faded and dingy, even in the sunlight. And the smell of the apple of youth was as if there was a window in the room which opened on heaven.
Oh, darling. Oh, what a lovely looking apple.
You will eat it, won't you? Please?
Well, I don't know what the doctor would say. But really, I almost feel as if I could.
Then do!
Oh, it may be the most delicious apple I've ever tasted.
Eat all of it, Mother.
When she had finished the entire apple, she smiled and sank her head back on the pillow and was asleep. A real, natural, gentle sleep without any of those nasty drugs. And he was sure now that her face looked a little different. He bent down and kissed her very softly.
Sleep well, Mother.
And stole out of the room with a beating heart, taking the core of the apple with him. He hardly dared to hope what would happen, but when he remembered the face of Aslan, he did hope. That evening, he buried the core of the apple in the back garden.
The doctor says it is the most extraordinary case he's ever known in his whole medical career. It's like a miracle, he said. I don't want to raise any false hopes, but, well, he says it's a miracle.